as a web designer or developer who is running their own web business, do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy and I'm your new favorite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. Now, in the past, I think we've done a lot of talk on this podcast about where to find your dream client, but maybe not necessarily how to attract your dream client. So we've talked a lot about how where you go and find them, you going to them. Let's talk a little bit about how they can maybe come to you. And there will maybe be a few things that we've previously talked about that I'm going to talk about again today, but I always think it's good to go over the stuff again. I don't think you can, you know, there's a limit on how many times you can go over the stuff, especially as we grow and change, our businesses change and, you know, our dream clients change. So I think it's really important to still go over it again. And, you know, if you're like me, sometimes when I listen to podcasts, I'll hear some stuff and I go, oh, that's great. Maybe do a little bit of work on it and then things will happen and then I just forget about it. So if you are one of those people and you've listened to a previous episode about dream clients and where to find them and how to attract them, this is your wake-up call. This is your alarm to tell you, let's do some work on this today. So firstly, in order to attract a dream client, we actually need to know who the dream client is. So we need to do an ICA exercise. An ICA is ideal customer avatar. Now, I'm not going to go into full details of that exercise today, but there are plenty of resources online for ICA exercises or ideal customer avatar and all of that kind of stuff. So some of the things that you would want to consider, however, I'll just tell you a little bit about it. When thinking about your dream customer, we want to know where they live, how old they are, and then things like what are their goals and what do they struggle with? And then how can you help them? How does your service, your business, or your product help them with their struggles and help them achieve their goals? And then it's always good to, once you've kind of created a mock-up of this person, to just give them a name, because it means that they are so much more recognizable to you when you think about them. And also that's just easy to remember. So once we've kind of really worked that out, we're able to get started, because if we don't know who we're trying to attract in, how are we going to ever do any work in order to find them and to get them and to bring them in? So let's talk about your website firstly, because I think sometimes as web designers, we maybe underestimate how important our own website actually is. Your website needs to be set up in a way that is going to attract in these dream clients. So what does that mean? So firstly, let's talk about the language that you use within the copy of your text. So the way you speak, the way your tone of voice comes across for your business, the actual wording that you use has to match your dream client. So if your dream client was large corporate companies, you would maybe be using more formal language within your copy. However, if your dream client was female, let's say personal brands or entrepreneurs, you'd maybe want to be more casual, more girl boss, empowered, hey girl, that kind of vibe. Whereas you just would not talk casually if you were trying to attract in a big corporate company. You would be more serious down the line. You would be maybe talking about like stats and figures rather than thoughts and feelings. So, and oftentimes, and this is something I actually have a conversation with my clients who come to us for websites, that we need to think about, it's not about us. So sometimes when we write copy, and this is always a good reason actually to hire a copywriter, when we write copy, we sometimes forget that it's not about us. It's not about what we like. It's about what the dream client likes and what's going to bring the dream client in. And so you need to put yourself in the shoes of your ICA. And this is why I have to do that exercise. It's so good. Because once you're in their shoes, you should be able to then sit there and go, okay, what type of language is going to, you know, attract me in? You know, the copy is persuasive anyway, because the copy is what is going to really sell at home for some people. And so if the copy doesn't match, maybe let's just say you design a really lovely site and it looks visually appealing to your dream client. But then when you get to the copy, it's like, whoa, this is like majorly disjointed. Like I'm not vibing this at all. So it's really important to get that right and get that together. So let's talk about then like imagery. So your imagery should also be matching the same style. So if you are, I mean, I'm a big fan of brand photography. I've had brand photography shoots in the past. I think having your own brand photography is a really good investment for your business. But we also want to think about how that looks to your dream client. So I actually, in my mind, I'm thinking of a very well-known web design agency. They really target female businesses. And so within all of their images, they almost have this really light and bright filter on them. They're all dressed very nicely. They have lots of different props going on. So I often see like iced coffee in their images. I see lovely notebooks. I see lovely pens. I see white furniture. And so that in itself perfectly draws in their dream client. Whereas if you maybe filled your website just with stock imagery, and don't get me wrong, stock imagery does have its place, but you're never going to quite get the same vibe as having a brand shoot yourself and having that actually being able to represent the image that you want to yourself. Because a really great brand photographer will go through that stuff with you at the beginning, talk about props, talk about who the dream client is, talk about the styling. And so that is so, so important. Let's also have a think about testimonials. So the testimonials that we're showing on our own website should ideally be from dream clients, because dream clients want to see other people in their shoes and be able to put themselves in someone else's shoes, already been through your process. So ideally they should be for other dream clients, and you want to really highlight those. So it's no good, again, like if you're trying to, if your dream client is maybe like female personal brands, you don't want to be putting a testimonial for a big corporate company at the very front of your website, because that's just not going to help. If I was your dream client, I would look at that and I wouldn't resonate. And so I'm kind of like the story and the feeling is very disjointed. So always curate those testimonials and put the ones at the front of the people who you want to attract in.
Do you find yourself struggling to get clients for your web design business? Are you unsure where exactly to go and find them? This is why I created my free guide, 7 Easy Strategies to Get More Clients. In this guide are ways that I have generated clients for my own international web design business, and I've personally used each of these methods to grow my business into a success. This free guide includes 7 ways to get more clients, a clear action for you to take and a tip for each of the ways, and a checklist to help you work through each one. Head over to benbellamy.co.uk/moreclients to grab your free copy today. The link is also in the show notes. Now, back to today's episode.
The same goes for your case studies or your portfolio. So when you're showing off previous examples of your work, you also want to highlight not only the really good stuff, but the stuff that you want more of at the front. Because again, if you're trying to attract in one type of person, and you're displaying examples of your work for a big corporate company or some other kind of business that's just not relevant, then as your dream client, I would really look at that and go like, okay, well, I can't see that they've got my vibe, my style, and I'm not really feeling that. So again, we want to curate that and bring the right ones to the front. And then again, like the actual look and feel of your website overall, because even down to like the coloring, the fonts, you really want to match that in to your dream client. So let's flip it on the reverse. If you are a business that really does want to work with big corporate companies, there's no point having lots of handwritten script all over your website. And because I would naturally, and maybe this is actually not the, maybe this is not the right perception to have, but when I see, and I'm thinking of my two examples of like female personal brands, when I see female personal brands, and obviously I've worked with quite a few, we love to use some kind of handwriting font or script font as like an accent. And so, but when you think about big corporate companies, you don't have that. It's straightforward. It's to the point. You know, we don't have anything swirly. We don't have anything fancy. So you really have to think about that. Even down to like the coloring, you want to really pick some colors that match in and feel good to the person that's looking at them. Because what you just don't want to do is your dream client to land on your website and go, it have any kind of barrier. Remember, we have so much, we have lack of attention. So if we kind of hit any one of these barriers as a dream client, we kind of maybe would go like, not really sure about that. I'm not really feeling that. Whereas if you tick all of those boxes as a dream client, you go, wow, okay, yeah, I'm in. Simple. So the other thing we need to think about is your social media. So are you spending time on your dream client's platform? I've spoken about this before, but if your dream client isn't on the platform, you shouldn't be putting a lot of time into it. Now, we don't have to be on all platforms all the time. And there is also a part of you have to enjoy the platform, because if you don't enjoy the platform, then you're never going to put your all into it because you just don't get it. And you, if you're not excited to do it, you're not going to do it. That goes for anything. So it's really important to not only pick the social media platform that your dream client's on, but also you do have to take into consideration whether you enjoy it or not. Now, again, let's also think about the copy and the caption. So does the writing resonate exactly the same on the website? Does the language you're using match in to your dream client? Because if it doesn't, if they don't find that interesting to read, they're quite simply not going to read it. And again, this is exactly the same for the imagery that you're using. Whether you're using any kind of just general photography, or maybe you've created any kind of graphics, do they match your actual dream customer? Because again, if they don't, then why would they stop and look at it? When you're thinking about the amount of content we consume on a daily basis, and we're scrolling and we're scrolling, is your dream customer going to stop on that image, on that graphic, on that post, and engage with it? If the writing isn't right, no. And if the image isn't right, absolutely not. And then also, what hashtags are you using? So obviously this is more Instagram heavy, but I think it's still important to talk about, because I think for the majority of business owners, we're on Instagram. Now, when using your hashtags, will your dream client be actually looking at those hashtags? So you would want to maybe consider, if I was a wedding cake maker, my favorite example that I love to use, I would maybe be thinking about not only using hashtags for wedding cakes, I would be thinking about hashtags for wedding dresses, wedding venues, and then other kinds of wedding hashtags to get my content in front of brides who are looking at those other things. So the same goes for us within our businesses. So if you were looking for dream clients who were personal brands, you could maybe look at hashtags like girl boss, female entrepreneur, those kind of hashtags. Now, it's important to, like, I would really spend some time like looking on this. Sometimes people don't think that hashtags are important, but actually they really are, because they're fueling where your content goes. I actually have a folder in the notes app of my phone where I have hashtag banks where I'll just copy and paste them. And we've spent time actually going through them and making sure that I've got relevant ones to get my content in front of the right people. So this is going to involve some research on your part, going into Instagram, looking at various hashtags, looking how big they are, how small they are. Remember, you don't want to use all massive hashtags because your content will get lost. You need a mixture of big and small hashtags. And then I would also be going to my dream clients and looking at the content they're posting, looking at the hashtags they're using within their posts, and trying to get a feel for even who their clients are, maybe, because even they might be looking at hashtags for their clients. So you would want to put yourself there. So it's that kind of thing that we need to be thinking about. And along kind of like the lines of social media, but also core content. So is there any kind of core content you could offer, whether that be a blog, a video series on YouTube, or maybe a podcast, that is going to get you in front of your dream client and that's something they can consume regularly? And it's like that glimpse of showing that you're an expert. So the great thing about core content is that it's another way, like another searchable way to be found. So it's a good way to like attract people in, because if your blog ranks in kind of any form of SEO on Google, potentially your dream client might search you and find your blog post. If you do a YouTube video series, again, it's the same thing. They might search for something on YouTube and it might come up. And the same with a podcast. People are always searching for different podcast audios within, or podcast episodes on like Spotify and on iTunes. But also if you have your podcast connected to a website, those pages can also kind of rank like blog posts as well. So that's also something to consider. And if you do any kind of cool content, again, does your dream client care about it? Because if your dream client doesn't care about it, then you shouldn't be doing it. And also, let's just think about recommendations and how that works, because we all know that word of mouth is so super powerful. And similar people hang around together. So we all know how important word of mouth is. So as long as you've nailed all of this previous stuff, you will continue to nail it in terms of recommendations, because your dream client is friends or knows others or spends time with others or works with others who are also your dream client, because similar people stick together. And so when they recommend you, that's a new person, that's a new potential dream client who's then going to be looking at your stuff, who's going to go through your website, go through social media, and go through your core content, hopefully buy from you, become a client, and then recommend you to other dream clients. So the cycle just continues and it just snowballs like that. So let's talk about some practical tips you can take away today and go and do in order to attract your dream clients. So firstly, is your website set up in a way that attracts your dream client? So we need to look at the language in our copy, our imagery, our testimonials, our case studies and portfolio, and the actual look and feel of the website itself. Then, are we spending time on our dream client's social media platform of choice? Again, is our copy right? Are our images right? And are we using the correct hashtags? Do we need to start any form of core content, whether that be a blog, a YouTube series, or a podcast? And ultimately, before we do anything, we need to understand who our dream client actually is. So we need to do an ICA exercise. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next time.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time. Time.